Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. That's Christy McVeigh bringing this back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We have a great visit with our good friend Michael Stoddard. Mike is the leading authority on leadership. He's the co-founder, president, and CEO of ePurpose Partners. He's the author of co-author of Michael Lee Stoddard. I'm sorry, of Connection Culture. Michael Lee Stoddard is the name of the book. Connection Culture, right here in front of me. And we're talking about that, right? We're talking about the connection, the payoff, the ROI of connection, right, Mike?
Yeah, right. We talked about the five upsides that boost performance. And now we've been just talking about how it also limits our risks that
right.
could hurt us on the downside. And just before our break, we were talking about the risk, reputational risk. I actually had a woman who's an expert in crisis communications, Becky Powell Schwartz in Dallas, who really, I spoke at a Texas A&M retail event in Dallas, and she came up to me later and we talked, and she made me realize that this is very relevant to her work, because it's when those employees care enough to speak up when they see a risk developing that gives leadership more time to address the emerging
right.
threat or mitigate potential damage. So that's a key part of what she does, is helping them improve culture, which is what I do as well, so that employees do care. And that makes a difference to reducing your risk as well.
Well, and you know, the other thing is, this is a big deal, this reputational thing. You know, I want to think that my employees would stand up for me in my business. That,
exactly.
you know, that if somebody said something, you know, even if they had a legitimate risk, they would stand up and say, well, you know, well, please let us fix that or whatever. But that they wouldn't just be quiet, that they would at least, you know, admit it, that they were part of the company and stand up for the company and help do something to help solve the problem.
Yeah, exactly. You want them to be proactive. And that brings up a fourth area, which is just competitive risks. And I think of employees who they see something developing with a competitor, or they maybe hear about it through a prospect or an existing client, something that could affect you. And if they are proactive and speak up, it gives you a chance to react to that if necessary, and that can help you save your business too. There's a great book about that topic called Only the Paranoid Survive,
uh-huh.
if you remember that, that really talks about how that saved Intel, because they
right.
encouraged what they called helpful Cassandras, people, the employees who spoke up.
Well, you know, another thing I'd like to stick in here, something that I cover in my book, Mike, and that's the what the thing that I think is driving the shift in the marketplace in the last 20 years, and that's customer expectations. See, there was a time when customers didn't expect much from us as business owners, except to provide products that they needed. But now they have the relationship we have with them is so multifaceted. They expect us to provide products, but they also expect us to connect with them in a number of different ways. And I think our employees who feel connected and who are engaged, I think if we can get them to continue to report back to us and to share with the company what they've learned about what customers are expecting from us. In other words, more and more people of our generation, Mike, are using their smartphones for more and more things. Now, it's not just the 20-somethings anymore that are doing it. So those are new expectations that we have. And I think that your fourth point here on competitiveness, I think the expectation thing and the relevance issue, I think that's becoming more critical than the competitive thing.
Yeah, that's a great point, Jim. It really helps us stay ahead of the competition if we're on our toes, but we can't do it alone. as leaders and managers of the business, we really need everybody putting their thinking cap on. Mm-hmm. You know, how do we stay ahead of our competitors?
When you're talking to customers out there, you'd say to your employees, when you're talking to customers, report back what you're finding. Are they using their smartphones? Are they using our website? Do we need, you know, what do we need to do? What do you think they're expecting from us for the next 6 to 12 months? They're your ears to the ground out there, aren't they?
Exactly. Yeah, it's a lot of ears to the ground.
Yeah,
but it makes a difference. It really does, and it just
otherwise you're wasting it. Otherwise, you're wasting a huge advantage, aren't you?
Yeah, and it not only affects our products and services, how we improve that, but even, you know, processes underneath that make us more efficient.
Mm-hmm.
And help improve our profitability. So there are a lot of advantages to this. I think in terms of actions, there's so many things we can do. One thing I would recommend your listeners do is go to connectionculture.com, and they can download a free ebook that has 100 ways to connect. Now, they wouldn't have time to do all those, but they can just, it's almost like a checklist that they can use.
Is that free?
It's free.
All right.
It's absolutely free.
Connectionculture.com. And they can download it. Yeah.
You can't miss it.
So, folks, check that. Thank you for that, Mike. That's very generous of you. 100 tips. Surely, folks, you can find two or three in there that could make a difference, could improve the connection of your business. E Pluribus Partners is the business. ConnectionCulture.com is the website. That's also the title of the new book. Check out the book while you're there, too, folks. Hey, Mike, good job again today. Come back soon.
Hey, thanks, Jim. It's good to speak with you.
You too.
Take care, my friend.
Really well done today. Michael Stollard, ladies and gentlemen. We'll have Mike back again real soon. I got to take a quick break. It's 29 after his CCR to take us out. Born on New Orleans. Born on a
bayou. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.